It's Tuesday, the 19th of May, and it's time to get your little gaming grin on with the Game Grin Grincast. Here to talk about games are Aaron.
I like sand.
Girls.
I like sand.
And Jackman.
What is Borax?
And I, as always, am Ace. Today on twitch.tv/GameGrin, you would have been able to see us playing Sandboxels, a game that literally came out the day before, and I couldn't resist. I'd bought it for everyone. It was less than £1 per copy.
You must like sand a lot, Ace.
I do. It's one of those, I don't know how prevalent they've been in recent years. Basically, it's a literal sandbox. You can create sand or rock or explosives or apparently weapons, gases, machines. Yeah, this thing has more options than the things I used to play with on Windows Phone and Palm OS.
It has a lot of options.
So I figured we can just have a relaxing play about in the sand on stream and, you know, talk about whatever anyone wants to. I mean, we could decide, we could choose a something to build and rate each other's attempts at building said thing. Or, as I said, just chat about things.
Made a pile of gold coins.
I think I ran out of sand. I can't spawn anymore.
Yeah, if you want to create more, you need to go into settings and where is it? Canvas size large.
Ooh. If you have metal and you shock it, it goes all glowy. I learned today.
No, canvas size doesn't really do anything.
I like pausing, and then you can just sort of like make these little sand pictures and then let it all fall.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to try and melt the gold coins. That sounds fun. Oh, no, I melted it.
A little bit of dirt?
I collect. Where'd the gold coins go? Balloons! I'm going to add some balloons. Yay!
Oh, no, I made the void. The void. I made the border void, and my sand got sucked out.
I created a small thing of basalt and filled it with lava and have now just cooled it all with liquid hydrogen.
Nice.
I've made a pile of sand, a layer of dirt, another layer of sand, and I've superheated one bit of the dirt to 1,000 degrees Celsius.
There's a skin option that scares me.
You can create lightning, radiation.
You can create humans. They just kind of bump about, but, you know, rain cloud.
Under special, there's antimatter. Warp.
You know, normal things.
You need matter and antimatter to create a warp field.
Where's humans?
Life.
Oh.
Naturally.
I created snake, and they went on the pile of basalt, which I made hot again with lightning by accident, and now the snake is just burning, and fire is going everywhere.
This is why you don't make us gods, whoever's watching Midas Touch. I'm going to make everything gold now. I lost my gold coins. Oh, there we are. Gold coins.
You can create RGB.
Yes, you can. There's a way to heat things up a bit faster, but yeah.
And putting humans on there just reminds me of the latest season of Black Mirror.
Yeah, they kind of just bob about and die.
Grey goo. Just turn everything into nothing. Nanites.
Delicious nano things. What's the boiling point of gold again? You should know this.
I don't remember it off the top of my head, sorry.
Why not? What's a good ray?
It's combustible.
Like good ray is cook. Oh, I can just cook food, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I spawned a bunch of humans and threw a mountain of sugar on them.
Well done.
They're going to get fat.
They're going to get you know, the sugar diseases. I want to melt the gold. That's my mission for that. I want to figure out how to melt the gold. I melted the gold. Cool. Ah, yeah, melting gold.
Oh, you can make packed snow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, nice. You can melt gold. I'm not sure what to do with it now, but I can do that. Ooh, I think I made a little statue.
I made a little bit of ice just right here, and it's not falling. That's pretty cool.
I'm going to try and make a mold. Should I make it out of? We'll make a steel frame.
Let's go.
I'm going to drop a dirty bomb.
No.
Gonna get cankled.
The weapons create some pretty explosions.
Damn it, I melted my steel.
But now I'm going to flashbang everyone.
Please don't.
Oh, I hate it when that happens and you just...
What is this yellow?
Break your steel.
So, I melted my mold. I need to find something that's less susceptible to melting. Aluminium? Tungsten? Tungsten sounds fun. Let's try that. So, do a little circle. And a little eye. That's a big, bit too big for a big eye. Give it an eye. And another eye. And a little grin. It looks like an apple.
Is there a material that expands when you heat it?
I've created electricity.
Well done. You could just use a Tesla coil, right?
No, I made clouds. And it's just creating electricity every now and again.
Oh, cool.
I used a Tesla coil.
Okay. Gonna pick up the molten gold. Oh, God, no!
What's mycelium?
That's mushrooms, isn't it? Mushroom spores.
Oh. Let's see here. What if I made stained glass? What if I superheated the stained glass?
Cold fire. Hoya! Oh, cold fire melted. Freeze ray! My molten gold is escaping me.
I'm mixing hydrogen and oxygen and it's not creating water.
I'm blessing this mess. Plasma will help. Plasma did not help. Some sawdust on it. It'll be far. Oh god, the sawdust is on fire. Color sand! I think that helped. So I made a little game grin. I just need to get it out of the mold and I don't know how. Can I smash it? Tungsten, so probably not. Bet this will help. Bet this burn. Smash. Yeah. Gimme. Break, damn you. Gotta cool my magnum opus with some water. Malware? Virus?
Virus? Oh no!
Oh my god, it is like Black Mirror.
Maybe some liquid hydrogen. That'll cool it up.
Did Charlie Booker make this game?
Probably. Add some milk to my green face. Maybe that'll help. Oh, I wonder if we can bake a cake. Gonna do that next.
Ooh. Made some gold steam.
Don't inhale that.
Definitely shouldn't. But it's fun that managed to make it.
So this is like a pixelated, not physics engine, but it's a physics playground with a respectable amount of stuff to do. So let's say, hang on, I'll make a wooden ball, right? That is a wooden ball, as you can see. Let's add in some water. My ball has a hole. My ball is a failure, just like me. Hang on. Making a slightly better bowl. Ctrl-Z does nothing. There. Oh, the perfect bowl.
Erase.
I know, but my Photoshop senses are tingling. So, add some water. That's too much water. Then we'll add... What else goes into... What is it, milk? No.
I created the element melted butter.
Then we want to add, flour. Is there flour? Powders? Feather confetti, bead, colors, and rust. Let's bake clay. No. Wait, I'm going to bless my milk. Boop! That's important to the process. Food. Flour, there we go. We'll add some flour and some eggies. And then we mix. Give it a good old mix.
Let's throw on a grenade.
Yeah, that's good and mixed. Let's give it a bit more. That is now dough. Let's add a bit of salt to that. Oh, that's too much salt. A little too much salt.
A dough you created alive?
Yeah. Mixing. Bit of butter in there, because why not?
Superheat the dynamite. It is now an explosion. Now, let's cool the explosion. Yes. Yes. Oh. Is negative 273 degrees Celsius the lowest a temperature can go? Or is that just lowest an explosion can go?
It's not the lowest, at least.
Oh. I can't seem to cool anything lower than negative 273 degrees Celsius. That's quite the explosion.
Let's create a heater there. Heat it up to about 100-ish. Then we get a little pan, I guess.
That's a lot of steam.
Poop it on there.
Now let's cool the steam. Now let's heat the steam. Yes.
Okay, the pan's warming up.
So much cloud. Much,
actually, I'm gonna destroy that because that's going too hot, too fast.
All right. Let's erase some of this stuff over here. Start doing something new here. Let's.
Oh, I can make a mixer. Cool.
I want to make some milk, but what would be a good place to put the milk?
You can just make milk.
Yeah, but like I want to be able to drink the milk. What would be a good like container for the milk? Limestone?
Clay, surely.
Oh, that's a good point.
Humans.
Sunlight. Destroy the sun, just for good measure. I made a mixer. I just put the stuff in the mixer. Let's try. Pick. Crack.
It's too bad you can't make mustard. Just ketchup and mayo.
That's the only thing you need.
Not but a yolk.
I did it!
What did you do?
What did you do?
A bit of sugar. I've made some eggnog.
Need to make a...
Someone suggest something for him to draw. Because I have no ideas.
You should make eggnog.
That's not what I asked for.
You should draw an egg. I have made so much eggnog.
Well, sure.
Here is the eggnog. Come and get some.
Thank you.
Okay, salt to just put in there. That's bad. Drag.
I've just created a grinder, and I'm going to fill it with humans.
I think that's what the creator of grinder also said.
I've made cake. No, I made bread. Dang it. Oh, close enough.
Race. Eh. No, that's bad.
Oh, I've made everything. I've made all the eggnog gold.
I made beans on toast. They're called beans on toast, but it's bean on toast. There was like a... Oh, so that's how you can make a fire that actually does anything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no! I added snake! It's... Oh no, it's spreading!
Snake so is it's... spreading?
Yeah, look into special and select snake, and it's bad.
Wait, there's solid snake?
Yeah.
I'll add snake once I finish drawing an egg.
Add a bunch of humans.
So Lattice just takes over the whole screen, it seems.
Then some frogs. Grow a few bones. Pull in like a bastard. And Thoros.
I'm already Bastion.
And Tinder. And bless them.
Okay. I've managed to block off some of the lattice. I might be able to get rid of the lattice. But I have to get rid of all of my freaking clouds to do it. If you make the sun and you send sun rays of light down to gold that has been affected by Midas's touch, it will turn into spray paint.
Huh. It's Greek fire. Does it need to be put on fire for anything to happen?
I set fire to some Greek fire because it did nothing earlier.
Doing much. Maybe I'll add some ketchup. No. Ooh, actually, that's a good point.
Ruined my gangrene face. Oh, no! Oh, what did I do? Strange matter does strange things. Who'd have thought?
Oh, no! Is this a portent of things to come?
So what does strange matter do beyond just turn everything else into strange matter?
I'm pretty sure it's strange. A grey goo situation, even though there is grey goo. Ooh, if you click on info, it tells you all the stuff that you can make.
I think if you have something selected like oil, it might tell you a bit about... No, it doesn't actually.
Molten and aluminium. Turns into aluminium below 560 Celsius.
Nice! Right. What was I doing? Machines. Let's see if I can get the salt out of this water, just out of curiosity. Yeah, you can. That's fun. Hang on. Good idea. We're going to get a pipe, right? Then we're going to put neon gas in it and see if we can get it to be a neon light. So, we'll make a circle. Now we need to fill it with neon gas. Some good rays for... Oh, good rays destroy things. To know. Beans pipe.
So I was curious and I selected udder and made that and it started producing milk. So I wiped it out. There was some milk on the floor, but I thought, okay, what's Loopy do? And it creates these pink things that are flying around the screen. I thought, that's yes. Weird. What happens if I put grey goo down? And now there's a cycle of these loopy pixels creating milk, the grey goo destroying the milk, and it's just never ending. It's a perpetual milk machine.
As you do.
Apparently, if Loopy touches art, it then creates a trail of art behind it.
So, anything interesting anyone heard recently?
They're bringing out a Switch 2.
No.
Oh my god. I'd never think to do the Switch twice.
I mean, to be fair, we haven't actually talked about it on the podcast.
I don't know very much about it, to be honest. Is it? I guess it's a bit bigger.
Got the different kinds of controllers that use magnets to clip on instead of the current thing. And, of course, more power, etc.
And some of the exact same games released again, just prettied up a little tiny bit.
Okay, one thing that I actually heard about Switch 2 is that one of the launch titles was supposed to be Astral Chain 2. And that's how I learned that there was some internal issues at Platinum Games that made them... I don't know if they're still working on that or not. But yeah, they had some major issues internally.
Oh, that's a shame. I haven't seen much of what Platinum have done recently, but I understand they're not doing too hot.
Yeah, I mean, Kamiya left because I think he was afraid. He had reasons to think that he wouldn't have creative control over his stuff. That might have been it. I'm not sure if that's the exact reason, but it's something like that. And yeah, he went back to Capcom, kinda, to work on Okami sequel. And he was working on a big game for Platinum that was supposed to be somewhat inspired by Beautiful Joe, I think. Really? On the topic of Kamiya, actually, and what Jackman was streaming recently, he did show interest a few years ago in remaking Devil May Cry.
Really? But he hated the series and only had love for Bayonetta.
I don't think he hated it.
Well, that would be interesting to see, at least. I hope they do remake it, because a lot of people missed out on the first two.
Well, I'm not sure. I don't know if he would, like, try to stay in canon of the main series, or if he would want to remake it completely.
Fair enough.
I have made a Wicker Man. It's a man made of wood, humans in the middle, and bees in the head.
Bees in the head!
Not the bees!
Not the bees!
And now the fire.
That's part the bees to la resistance.
The bees to la resistance?
Oh. I fill up my thing with neon now, just because. I wonder if my neon light will actually work. It looks kind of disturbing at the moment. Adding battery. Hey, it works!
Oh, well, I think that was an impressive fire.
There's a mushroom. I didn't even put mushrooms down, except for the mycelium that I immediately deleted. I guess primordial soup really does soup.
Primordial it does indeed.
Soup, the second best soup.
What's the first best soup?
You know the one. Okay, well, that about brings us to the end of this podcast episode. Thank you for joining me, Aaron, Gurs, and Jackman.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening and subscribing to the Greencast. Your support means a lot. If you want to hear more from us, listen to our anime podcast, Pals Anime Lounge. Of course, check out our writings on GameGreen.com. And until next time, game on. And fireworks going on outside my house for some reason. It's really dark.